Sitting in the crowd. You love dogs to me so loud. Girl, do I do? I want to say thank you to Amanda for bringing us that conversation and informing us about what's going on in Hamtramck. But we are switching gears here. If you know, you know what that song is, who that voice is. That's Do I Do by Stevie Wonder. And we actually are joined in studio by Dr. Sharon Dumas, who is the founder of Urban Solutions and CEO and founder of Fabulous Full and Fabulous Inc., dedicated to the empowerment of curvy plus size young ladies and women of color and beyond. As well, she's also the cousin of Stevie Wonder, to throw that in there. Later this month, the College of Creative Studies is hosting a tribute to Stevie Wonder. The music festival and celebration is highly anticipated, entitled the Health, Love, and Wellness Festival, a Stevie Wonder tribute. The event will support the global organization Full and Fabulous Inc., of course, and no young lady or woman of any ethnicity will ever be excluded from this unique experience that's been going on for now 41 years. So Dr. Sharon Dumas, thank you so much for joining the show this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
And awesome. We're jumping into it. Give us the rundown about Dr. Sharon Dumas. You just talked to us about an honorary doctorate degree you just received this past June.
Yes, I'm so excited about it, to be honored and acknowledged for the work. It's God's work. So it's I'm excited about it. It's been wonderful. And people have to remind me, like, Sharon, you're now Dr. Sharon Dumas. So when you're doing the work from your heart, it's totally different.
Yeah, so you're also the cousin of Stevie Wonder. We talked a little bit about that beforehand, and, you know, seeing Stevie Wonder grow up and, of course, seeing what he is now, the legacy, who he is to the city of Detroit, but just to music in general. You talked about trying to tell him he has to get his flowers, he has to get his roses and be there to receive them. Talk about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that we should give people their flowers while they're here. And so I would always talk to Steve. I can believe all of our lives. Like, there's nothing with your name on it here. You're in California, but people, you started here. People love you here. We have to find something to put your name on. And so finally, in 2016, God put it on my heart to do the Stevie Wonder Avenue. And so Milwaukee is now Stevie Wonder Avenue as well. And so we're so excited about it. And when Steve was walking up Stevie Wonder Avenue, he said, this is the walk of love. You know, he always talks about love. We've talked about love all of our lives. And so I'm honored now to have the Health Love Music Festival and a tribute to Stevie Wonder.
And that is happening July 22nd.
Yes, July 22nd. We're kicking it off with a youth summit in the morning from 10 until 1. We actually have Hill Harper coming to speak to our youth about, you know, love and about just being a man. With July is National Minority Mental Health Month. And there are so many things going on in our community with our young people. We wanted to make sure they knew that we love them. That is one of the things that I believe they don't know anymore. I had a young man to tell me, he said, you know, adults talk about what's going on in the street, but we have to live the streets. But nobody's told us how to do that. So, you know.
I think about that so often when I see them out and they're doing things, young kids, and they kind of look a little, you know, lost or maybe even anxious or nervous, you know, and it's just, what do we do? And like you said, to spread love.
Spread love. Love is the answer. The word love has a vibration to it. And so that's what we have to start doing. Absolutely.
Now, think about you talking about a little bit, growing up with Stevie Wonder and being young kids and seeing him, you know, run around like all the other kids. But you said you all knew that he had something special.
Absolutely. When he was very young, like 5, 6, he would play the drums on oatmeal boxes and, you know, just boxes. And then my aunt, I think at 7 years old, she bought him his first drum set. And then after that, we knew for sure.
The rest is truly history. So when you were viewing him and you watched him rise up, of course, and you saw the success he had in Motown and everything else, of course, it inspired the family. It had to inspire the family to get up and want to also spread this type of love that Stevie was spreading.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm the one that took the reign. And and I've been doing it now, as I said, for 41 years with my organization, Full and Fabulous.
And Full and Fabulous is the reason, is the other reason, it's not the main, is one of the main reasons, let's put it that way. There are two main reasons here. We're tributing Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely.
And giving him his flowers while he's alive. But we're also helping
Full and Fabulous Inc. And get a new vehicle.
Absolutely. Currently, we work with, for the summer, we have almost 50 girls in our program. During the school year, we have over 100 that's in our program. And on Saturdays is when we really come together now that the pandemic is over. But we only have a 12-passenger van, and it's a 2007. And so we just left a 2001 van, and we elevated to 2007. But now we need either a minibus or a van, another van, so that we can move our girls around. I mean, so much anxiety right now, depression in our young people, because during the pandemic, we didn't hug them. We, you know, because we didn't want them to possibly get the virus. So there are so many things we did that disconnected us. Until now, they want to come every time we have something going on. So on Wednesdays, we're with them virtually. We have about 25, 30 girls come to that. And then on Saturday, we have about 40 that want to come out. So yes, we're raising money for a new van to move our girls around. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And you can go to fullandfabulous.org. to make a donation. We really need your support.
And when we talk about Full and Fabulous, give us the rundown. 41 years of service and work that you've been working with, mentoring young women and adults.
Yeah.
Just mentoring and talking and inspiring and helping uplift. Where did you get the idea?
I grew up as a plus-size girl. It was so hard for me. And so I decided that once I became an adult, I needed to learn how to make it better for other young people. And so I decided to come up with an organization. So I started with selling Mary Kay Cosmetics. I became the beauty director for the Miss Black America pageant. And then I was standing backstage, starry-eyed, wanting to be on stage, but knew I would not be accepted. So I started my own pageant, the Miss Full and Fabulous Inner Beauty Pageant. And it went from there. So now, 41 years later, I've worked with thousands of women and girls. Many of them are successful now, as well as not one teen pregnancy in 41 years. Not one. And I believe it's because we, when people come to the program, we let them know what we expect. And the interesting thing is that as they were learning or as I was teaching them, I was learning myself.
Yeah.
So it was just a process that really has worked for us.
And I always, we were talking a little bit before, this is Dr. Sharon Dumas, who is the founder and CEO of Full and Fabulous Inc., but also going to be putting together the organizer of the Stevie Wonder Tribute happening July 22nd at the College of Creative Studies.
Yes, right on the corner of Stevie Wonder Avenue. And what we have a lot of family-oriented things that will be going on. As I said, the Youth Summit from 10 a.m. to 1, and then the festival starts at 1. We have the Double Dutch women over 40 that are coming to do demonstrations. We have a program called Season to Perfection, because now that I'm seasoned, I wanted to know how seasoned people lived and found out that we needed some help. We needed some happiness as well. And so we have about 100 seniors that we're busing in for our event as well. We have Elise King, who is really hot right now. She's she's doing the musical tribute to Stevie Wonder, and she does a fantastic job. We also have a youth group that's coming to do a dance demonstration. So we have a lot of things that are going. We also have the Mario game competition.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about that, but I just know it's on the list.
Super Smash Brothers, yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yes, that we have that as well. So we have quite a few. We have vendors, food trucks. And so we want people to come out and join us and just to have a great time. And we want love to radiate from that corner so much until people go back into their communities and into their homes and also start to love on each other again.
And it's so interesting because I wanted to get into the Full and Fabulous Inc. a little bit more about the mentorships, of course. And it's talking about, you were talking about the young people, but bringing the young people in with the older generations, having that gap and bringing that gap in. And it's something that you've kind of found how to do, which is not easy. And I hear from a lot of organizations who are having that issue. So how have you been able to bridge gaps and get that understanding generationally?
Well, you know, we brought the younger generation and my generation together in situations like this, where we're having fun. And so with the girls being in our program, we let them know that we expect them to honor the seniors that they're working with. And so we had our health fair last year. It was at Belle Isle. And the young ladies went and played cards with them and different games with them and danced with them. And just I wanted them to know this is how you honor your elders. But if no one's told you, if that's not what you see, then that's not what you do. And so I just believe it's so important that those who believe in that continue to teach that and not be afraid to teach someone else's child. You may not have a child, but someone else's child need that as well.
A village, so, a village.
A village. We had a Valentine's Day event for the seniors, and the young ladies were the servers.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone sat down, and the ladies served them. Afterwards, they got great applause, and that's what they were looking for. Young people want to be applauded for who they are. And sometimes we look at all of them and group them all into one bunch, and it's not like that.
I love that. So, I love that. It's one of the things that I've been seeing and hearing from younger people, of course, but from all generations, of this lack of understanding of one another, the lack of communication. But I think one of the things that I haven't heard is what you just said, is the lack of knowledge of what it looks like to have respect and understanding for the elders.
Absolutely. So there's no fighting and cursing. There's no alcohol because we're a prevention program. How do you have good, clean fun? Mm. We've forgotten how to have good, clean fun. So when people come out to the festival, they will see just that. The girls, they have to earn money as well to get this van. So they're going to have a food tent where they're going to be serving something. They've decided the parents are coming out to support that as well. So I'm just excited that we're all going to come together and just have a great time.
I love that. So Dr. Sharon Dumas, as we continue to talk a little bit more, of course, about the organization, beautiful organization, the beautiful things that are happening, we're going to talk about the College of Creative Studies and how you all came upon the partnership there to have it.
Right. Well, we did the Stevie Wonder name. We had the street Milwaukee named after Stevie Wonder in 2016, and we had it right there on Milwaukee. And again, I talk many times about God putting things on my heart. So let me tell you, the street was supposed to be a different street, but God put it on my heart to have it on Milwaukee. And Steve and his parents used to live on Milwaukee when he was five. So his first experience with Santa Claus, he said, was right there on Milwaukee, which is now Stevie Wonder Avenue.
Yes.
So go figure.
I know, in the heart of the New Center area.
In the heart of the entertainment district is what it's called now.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just so perfect.
I know. It's so beautiful. So before I let you go, before we send you off and so you can continue to organize and plan for the upcoming event, what is one of the biggest takeaways that you would like the audience to know or listeners and whoever's going to listen to this know about the celebration honoring Stevie Wonder?
It's a celebration of love. If you listen to so many of Steve's songs, you'll hear him sing about love. And that's just so important. And the takeaway is that we now have to start to love on each other more. It's like we have to do it. So it's important that you hug your children, that you look them in the eye. There's so many small things that we want people to take away. It's all about love. And again, our website is www.fullandfabulous.org. We're looking forward to seeing everyone there.
We're chatting with Dr. Sharon Dumas, the founder of Urban Solutions and the CEO and founder of Full and Fabulous, Inc., dedicated to the empowerment of curvy plus-size young ladies and women across the country. As well, she is the cousin of Stevie Wonder, who will be putting on the Health, Love, and Wellness Festival, a Stevie Wonder tribute that's happening July 22nd, and it's a day of jam-packed fun for the family and for everyone involved. So thank you, Dr. Dumas, for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right into this track right here. This is Master Blaster, Jammin' by Stevie Wonder, off of the album... I believe this is the album Hotter Than July, which it's July and it's pretty hot today.
Yes.
So here's Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster, Jammin'. Hotter Than July is the album right here on Culture Shift.
nobody else.